You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, heard coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There is a cool show that has been airing on the Magnolia Network, which can be seen on Max. It is called Second Chance Stage, and the season finale will be dropping tonight, the 19th, Thursday, and can be seen on Max. I'm very excited to welcome in now one of the judges alongside country music superstar Martina McBride and Saturday Night Live cast member Heidi Gardner. This man is a star of stage, screen, and you can say now streaming, and that is veteran actor and performer Tay Diggs. Tay, welcome to the show. Second Chance Stage highlights the talents of contestants who have had to push their dreams aside for years, even decades. And as a veteran performer, you've been on Broadway, TV, film. What did it mean to you to be part of this show and kind of help be part of someone's second chance at getting their big break?
Oh, it was very unexpected. I've always wanted to be a judge on one of these competition shows. And, you know, I have had experience, and I feel like I know enough to give some quality critiques. But once we started that show, the emphasis completely changed, and I found myself being more moved and learning more than perhaps some of the performers. You know, to be able to witness these people who had a dream and then had to put their dream to the side and then muster up the courage to go back and perform in front of the audience and the millions of viewers, as well as us judges, was very moving, very moving. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and I try to remember these moments while moving forward.
Now, we've seen enough reality competition shows, and part of the appeal of it to the viewer is getting attached to the contestants and their story. But with a show like Second Chance Stage, you mentioned how you were moved because this isn't just somebody on a singing show trying to live out their dream. It's somebody who has had to push aside their dream. So you, who is, you know, somebody who's been successful on multiple avenues, being able to live out your dream, did you kind of feel yourself wanting to take these contestants under your wing a little bit too, in addition to being moved by their story, but very much want to help be part of them achieving that dream of theirs?
100%. You know, as you just stated, a lot of the competition shows that are out there kind of only focus on the performance element, and I think a lot of times those shows can be a little bit more easy to judge, but in our situation, we couldn't help but be moved by their personal experiences and affected at how that kind of changed their performance and the effect that it had on us. So in one breath, it's so great to be a part of a show that's a little bit different, and then in another, you know, we were left with you know, different feelings because we couldn't help but be affected by these people's personal experiences.
Now, as somebody who, you know, you've lived life, you've been through it, you've been in the limelight, and fame has been attached with you, in terms of your life experiences, how high up there does it rank having to tell somebody no on a show like this where they are trying to have that second chance at following their dream?
Well, something that we tried to instill in all of the performers, and this is something that we believed, you know, being on the other side and witnessing, you know, these people on stage and having the courage, that they were living. I think their second chance. They were already winners. As corny as that sounds, you know, the fact that these people, you know, came back and are still swinging, that to me is a win in itself. So even though it is a competition show and we have to pick a winner, you know, we all try to remind ourselves and remind these performers that it was more than that. And that you know, they might not have won the grand prize, but, you know, just to keep following your dreams and not give up on them. That's the message that we all kind of take with us and hope that the performers take away with them as well.
We're speaking with Tay Diggs, star of stage, screen, and streaming now. He's one of the judges on Second Chance Stage, and the finale of the show will end, air tonight on Max as part of the Magnolia Network, so you can check out who will win the competition, and you can see host Emmanuel Acho and the judges Tay, along with SNL cast member Heidi Gardner and country star Martina McBride. Obviously, you're doing something that you love, stage, film, acting. Was there another passion of yours that you've had in your life where every now and then maybe you'll be like, I wonder what would have happened if I had gone down this path and tried to do this? Is there something that appealed to you when you were younger that you kind of wonder what would have happened?
Not really, man. I was pretty busy, you know, with you know, the singing and the acting and the dancing and, you know, every once in a while, you know, like I love to play sports. My son, you know, is a basketball player, so I have that sports element I get to kind of live through him. I'm pretty okay, you know. Right now, I'm very curious and I'm kind of experimenting with producing and hosting. So that's been fun, and I want to continue along that path. But I feel very, very lucky.
Now, I was speaking with a singer, actor, and a judge on a show, Robin Thicke, the other day, and he was telling me one of the keys to success in Hollywood and just any kind of media is chemistry. And I think back to one of my first memories of seeing you on screen was in Malibu's Most Wanted, and your chemistry with Anthony Anderson to this day, 20-plus years later, might be unmatched. Was that film as much fun for you to film with somebody like Anthony Anderson pretty much by your side the entire time as it was for viewers to watch?
I have never laughed so much on any in my life. Every day, all day, all we would do was laugh. And, you know, that was great because it just reminded me how fun a job can be. You know, we were allowed to kind of improvise and go off script and do what we felt, and luckily it worked. And I just finished a project with Anthony Anderson, The Real Full Monty, where we kind of did this dance to raise awareness for different types of cancer. So and he's still just as funny as he was back then.
We've got about a minute and a half left here. I saw that you'll be voicing King Triton in an upcoming series for Disney. However, this is not your first foray with both Disney and The Little Mermaid. How excited are you to go from dancing in a show at Tokyo Disney to now being the voice of King Triton?
That is scarily very accurate. The whole phrase, the belief that, you know, everything comes full circle. I didn't even realize that was a situation until somebody, I didn't realize that was the case until somebody reminded me. Because the name of the show that I did in Tokyo Disneyland was Sebastian's Caribbean Carnival. So even that Disney World, you know, kind of came back to to catch me. So it's fun when life kind of presents those situations.
All right, that has been the voice of Tay Diggs. Check him out tonight, the finale of Second Chance Stage on Magnolia, on Max, part of the Magnolia Network. We'll see who the judges choose as the winner of the competition. Tay, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us. We appreciate having you on today.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
You too. Thank you so much. That was the voice of Tay Diggs, and you've heard me on this network. I'm a big Disney fan, so I had to sneak in the Disney question, and we were up against it, so I didn't have a ton of time to let him really go with it. But young Tay Diggs was a performer at Tokyo Disney in a show. I forget the title of it. He mentioned it, but themed with Sebastian from The Little Mermaid and the crab. And now he's voicing King Triton all of these years later. Pretty cool how things work out. I'm not a huge, the universe will manifest it. The universe will speak to you I'm not one of those kind of people, but it is very cool when you see something like that happen and kind of come. It literally is full circle. You started your early career as a dancer, and then at some point you get to voice one of the main characters in a series from that same performance you were doing. Very cool from Taye Diggs. And if you haven't seen Malibu's Most Wanted, does it age well as a film? Probably not. Like a lot of movies from the late 90s, early 2000s, they haven't necessarily aged well with the way society has changed over the last 20 years. But I will say, still a funny movie. And we've had Jamie Kennedy in studio. What a guy. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. More Sports Byline USA on the other side.